Good morning. Greetings in the name of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for dialing in to the Daily Inspirations this day. And this is Mose, and I would like to bring you a message, an inspiration today. Well, maybe it's not as much of an inspiration. I'm not sure how it'll come out. But I'd like to bring to you a message on the end of the world. My theme this week, I think, will be on the end of the world unless God changes direction, and that can happen, and I'm open to that. My name is Moses Stolzfus, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. I would just like to, like I said, I'd like to take a look this morning, especially at beginnings. You know, the Bible talks about the beginning, the beginning. And it's listed in the Bible 93 times. The end, 150 times. So, you know, if we consider that everything that we see, everything that we can see and everything that we can, everything on this earth that has substance, matter, it all has a beginning and it has an end, right? Okay, God said in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. I hope we all believe that. In the beginning, like 6,000 years ago, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Not millions of years ago, like the evolutionists would say, but in the beginning, like 6,000, almost 7,000 years ago, God created the heaven and the earth. And that was the beginning of what we know as the earth. And then God said, well, I'm not going to go into detail about some of those things, but we know that, you know, it took God 7 days, 6 days to create the earth. And at the end of each day, he said, and it is good. And when he created man, he said, it is very good. So in the beginning, God created the earth and he created man. He put man in a perfect earth, in a pure earth. It was undefiled, and the devil had not yet come with his destruction. But let us just consider, just for a little bit, there in the garden, how the Adam and Eve were there in the garden, totally pure and undefiled, and there was no need for clothing because they had not yet sinned. But there came a day when the devil came down, and he deceived Eve, and she partook of the forbidden fruit, and she was immediately, she started dying. Her body, instead of being an eternal being, it was now a mortal being. It was a being that, the cells of her body, of their bodies together, both of them together, started to die because Adam was also there and he partook of the same fruit. But their bodies started to die. No, they did not immediately, God did not immediately kill them outrightly, but their cells immediately started to die. And that has been the case with all flesh from that point forward. We all come to a place where we have where God says it is enough. And he takes the breath out of our bosom. He takes the heartbeat away. And there is the end of life. It says there in the beginning that God breathed into the form that he made, and it became a living soul. So that breath that we have, that beginning that we all have, comes from God. It comes from God himself. And yet, because of Adam's sin, because of Adam and Eve there in the beginning, sin has passed into all of us. And we are born in sin. We are born sinners. But the good news is that God provided a way. God provided a way for wicked sinners to be redeemed. And that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, maybe? I'm not sure. But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes you and I. That includes me. And that includes everyone. You know, the very nature of a child. Is it good or is it evil? What do you think? Is the nature of a child, when it is born, do we have to teach it to sin? Do we have to teach it to do wrong? No. The nature of a child from the very beginning is to go the wrong way. And a child left to himself will not be automatically good. And we see that in many children in the big cities who grow up on the street. They have no caring mom or dad, and they are left to roam the streets and fend for themselves. And how do they turn out? Do they turn out good people? No, statistics says that they are not good. And they are many times street gangs and all those type of things, all types of evil that goes on in those street gangs. I was just talking with a lady yesterday, and she was one of those street people. And she was, she's been redeemed, and she has I believe she knows the Lord Jesus Christ, and she's been saved from that awful street life. And she's married and she has children. And but everything has a beginning. Sin came into the world because of Adam's sin. And through Adam, all have sinned and have turned away from God. So you and I have been born into maybe, I don't know where you were born, but I was born in an Amish family, and many good, godly principles were taught, and some things maybe were not taught that should have been taught, but hey, overall, there was a lot of good things that I learned growing up. In contrast to those that grew up on the street and just have evil day after day and witness the end of life. And so, you know, God, who created the earth, he knew that mankind needed a savior. So right there in the beginning, right after the fall, God told Adam and Eve that someday he will give them a savior, someone who will crush the head of the serpent. And approximately, 4,000 years later, I think, Jesus Christ was born on this earth as a baby. He was the Son of God. He was not conceived of a mere man, but the Bible tells us that he was conceived of the Holy Spirit. And Mary gave birth to this holy child of God. And this child of God never sinned. He had the capacity to sin because he was man. He was born of a woman. And he was fully God and he was fully man. We don't understand that phrase. But Jesus Christ came and he was able to walk this earth without sinning. And he became that perfect sacrifice. Remember, down through the ages before this, men and women had to bring sacrifices to God, burnt offerings, whatever all it was. They had to bring their sacrifices, daily sacrifices, whatever, yearly sacrifices. I'm not sure about all, I can't say what all the sacrifices were, but they had to bring sacrifices in order to atone for their sins. So finally, when the time was just right, God brought Jesus Christ into this world, and he grew up to be a man. And at the age of about 33 years, we understand, he was crucified. His blood, his holy blood, his crimson blood, his blood was spilled so that you and I can be redeemed. Okay, well, I've rambled along on long enough this morning. I do want to go. That was kind of the beginning. But in the days to come, please bear with me and come join us again tomorrow. And tomorrow I'd like to speak. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I like to allow the Spirit of God to lead me. So God bless you and God be with you till we meet again. And if not on this earth, may we meet in heaven.